Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
And praise the Lord and baby Jesus, we survived the potluck yesterday. Came into a funny text from Jimmy this morning, came in overnight, that said, "Dear Lord, I pray that the JKJ crew doesn't get the bubble guts, just some farts from the potluck. Amen." Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers.
Exactly. It smells good in here today. Just want you to know.
No bubble guts, just some regular generic farts.
That's good.
We'll dive a little deeper into what went down with the potluck yesterday in a little bit. I did have to laugh, though, coming in this morning. Katie, yet again, spilled a bunch of crap out of her fridge.
I did.
Like, right when you need to leave your place to get to work.
I did. I took a video this time just to document it and show you guys when I rolled in. But yeah, I go to grab that big, I have a half gallon thing of half and half in my fridge for my coffee.
Not anymore.
I know. Yeah. Now it's about half gone. But yeah, when I go and grab it, it is a slippery little sucker and it falls out of my fingers. Quite often, I need a different approach to this because this is not the first time this has happened. But yeah, it slipped out of my fingers and half went just spraying across my kitchen floor. And I don't know if you know about like...
This is twice.
It's twice now. Twice now in the morning before I have to come here that it's happened. So as you know, it throws a wrench in my plans and it's like... So now I have to clean up this milk, and I don't know if you know anything about cleaning up half and half.
It's yucky and
it's very creamy, and it's not like a paper towel isn't going to work for you. You got to go get a towel. Then you got to go get some stuff to clean up the milkiness.
Some old t-shirts thrown on the ground.
You got to spray some stuff down. Would like you, there's a process.
Are you concerned that maybe in your advanced age, you're starting to get a little weaker? I mean, do we have arthritis issues? Let me take a look at your knuckles.
No,
you were giving
me
crap for having gout. Like a few weeks ago. Do you have gout going on
maybe
over there?
There is one finger I've told you guys about that has been getting it happened. I don't
want
to say too much because your finger's been giving you problems. So I'm like, well, I don't want to complain about the tip of my finger that's numb sometimes, you know? But yeah, this finger sometimes, it's got a little thing going on in it.
I have had my finger issue going on since mid-September where I can't make a fist. It was so swollen, so painful. Can't squeeze a tube of toothpaste. Can't lock a bathroom door.
Yeah.
Can barely hold a coffee in my hand because my index finger is four sizes, too big. I've had to go have injections. I've been to a hand surgeon four times.
Yeah.
Katie comes in.
I think my tip of my finger I think, I don't know. I cut my nail too short.
This
finger's driving me nuts. It's been like this for a week. I got the stingy sting.
I want you to know immediately I was like, I forgot about your finger, though. Like,
I may or may not have gone home and complained to my wife about
you. Like, do you know this lady came in complaining about her finger? But no, I tried to cut it back and put a bunch of peroxide on it because, when you cut your nail too short, sometimes you just like nick something, right? So I'm like, let's get it feeling better. And it's been a couple weeks now. It still feels the same. So I think I may have gout in the tip of my finger.
Ouchie.
No, I think it may be gout there.
Be careful when you're grabbing your half and half.
Because it is affecting me. Like, clearly it's an issue. So hang on tighter, Katie.
Yeah. I also saw driving in this morning in the parking lot that you got your wheels back.
Me?
Your car back.
No, so I
you
didn't.
You didn't? You were telling me... Is that not your car?
Oh, no. That's not my car out there. No, I still have the truck. I have to go pick up my car today.
Oh, is that what it was?
It's done, though, right? That's what you're saying? It's done?
Yeah, the car's done.
Okay, you just haven't got it this morning.
I just haven't picked it up yet.
All right, how much did that cost you?
It was only like just under like $1,300. I got a really good deal on it because you needed
tires.
Tires, new brakes, front and back. He gave me windshield wipers, oil change and filter and the entire treatment.
$1,200?
No, I'm telling you.
You got to make sure those brakes break.
I know a guy.
He's worked on tires.
He's worked on my car before. He is just a nice guy who likes to do nice things for people. Like, he knows a bunch of us radio folks because of community things we do. And that's why he like gives back to us. He's like, you guys go out of your way to make sure that our community is
really
a better
nice.
Place to live in, and I want to do you a solid and help you out there. So he's worked on my car.
Yesterday I was like, this is going to be like $2,500, $3,000 for everything you're getting done.
Yes, exactly. There's a lot. And here's the thing is my dad was a diesel mechanic. So my dad worked on the tanks out at Camp Grafton and stuff, and he worked on cars and whatnot. And so growing up, I always had him to help me with my vehicles. Even if it was across the country, he'd at least walk me through it and tell me what I was looking for, right? So when you're looking for a mechanic, like, that is a hard thing to find, someone you trust, someone that you value. So I was so grateful that I came across this guy, and he is such a good dude. And well, like, he does really good work.
I like what you called him, too, off the air, the homie hookup.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And we all long for those people in our lives that give you the homie hookup.
Yes.
Like, I mean,
the homie hookup's the best.
So many times when I meet people, I'm like, hey, how are you? You know, where do you work? You know, and it's like, oh, Home Depot. Do you get a discount? Like, that's always my, like, my next question. Like, if I need some lumber, are you going to give me the homie hookup?
Exactly. And he gave us, he can't give us employee discount because, you know, that's specific to them. That's reserved for them
but
for good reason.
But he's got a special homie hookup button.
It's just like a step up, you know. You're almost working for the company. So it's great. It's great to know people like that.
That
You're
should
right.
almost be a segment at some point. Like, who's your homie hookup?
Homie hookup.
Who's
with
getting
JKJ?
You know, a free honey baked ham every Thanksgiving.
I know. I know a guy for that, too.